Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up,
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Hey, catch-uppers, how you doing?
Well, isn't this a little bit special?
Why?
It's our 1 year anniversary.
Oh, yes, I keep forgetting.
How can you forget 1 year if you're listening right now since we graced your ears with our first ever podcast?
I know. At what stage in the last year did you stop liking me as a person?
Literally show one?
Yeah.
Oh, you made that joke already today. 6:01 on show one.
I know. We wanted to find our first ever talk break together.
Yeah, we should have played that.
Neither of us have saved it. We don't know where it is. So it's gone forever.
It's gone, which is probably a very good thing.
I know, because you came on and said like 10 swear words.
I know, that was unfair, wasn't
yeah,
it? I shouldn't have said that.
Bro, you're in radio. You can't do that.
No one heard it though, so it doesn't matter because we don't have any listeners.
We do now though, a year on in.
Yeah, because we are super famous and popular now. Well done. Thank you everyone for listening. Though genuinely, we really appreciate you downloading it. It's only really? My mum and dad, but...
Yeah, exactly. No, I haven't told you this yet. Or maybe I have. The other day, you can like, I want to bring this down to get more serious. You can see where people have downloaded your podcast from, right? So I was looking at it the other day. And you know how whenever we say like, oh, people are downloading us all around the world. Like, shout out to you this morning, Brazil.
It's always our relatives that are like around the world. But then we always go to Brazil because apparently you have a kid in Brazil or something.
I've got little Pedro.
Hola. Pedro, that's his name.
Hola, Pedro. The other day, I was looking at the analytics. Guess what? Someone in Brazil has podcasted us.
You're kidding me. So we have listeners in Brazil?
We have a listener in Brazil.
Oh, imagine if it was your kid, Pedro.
It's Pedro.
The kid that you left on the doorstep that time.
No, he's finding all about my life before he makes himself known to me. He's just going to rock up on my doorstep and be like, hola, mama, I'm back.
Well, it'd be a bit of karma on you because you left him on a doorstep, then he turns up on yours, so...
Can I just say, this story's not true. For anyone, we've spoken about it enough that people might be starting to think, oh my God, maybe she does have a kid in Brazil.
Yeah.
No. Hey, today's podcast is a bit of fun and also very depressing for me. I've had something rock my world this morning.
Yeah, it hasn't been the best morning for you, has it?
I'll tell you what that is very soon.
At least you didn't get broken up with, like one girl.
Yeah.
Found out in a very horrible way her story. We take yours as well.
Yeah. We solve another one of life's mysteries and we reminisce on some of our best bits from the year that's been. So enjoy. We'll speak to you again for year two tomorrow,
yeah.
I guess.
Happy 1 year, everybody.
This is... Are we ready?
The Catch-Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, I woke up to possibly one of the worst messages you could receive ever this morning. That's exaggerating a bit.
We're done.
We know. Yeah. Oh, God, don't say that. That makes me scared. You know, I'm going to Europe tomorrow for 2 weeks. Been planning this trip for the last couple of months. Spent a fair bit of money on it. Really looking forward to it. I'm going with my partner, Gav. Whoa, partner.
Oh, it's a very strong word.
I know. Sorry. Boyfriend. We're not that serious.
And who else? His mates?
And his mates.
I feel like, Ellie, we should be talking about this some more. I know this isn't your story, but the fact he's on a boys' trip and you're tagging along.
It's not a boys' trip.
Oh,
no.
I don't know.
It's other couples. It's fine. There's other girls for me to hang out with too.
Is there?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Well, there was. I was going to be cool just like flitting around however I wanted. Now it all looks like it's in jeopardy. So I wake up to 4 messages from Gav this morning. Obviously, he's over in Perth. We're doing long distance. So there's a time difference. So he messaged me after 10 o'clock last night, which of course I'm already asleep by then because I get up early. He messages, you still up? I don't reply. 20 minutes later.
That sounds like a booty call.
I know.
You up? Question mark.
20 minutes later, off to hospital, ankle. And I'm,
that's it?
That's it. Oh, and a little emoji with the dead eyes.
He doesn't know how to string his sentences very well, does he?
Then another one, 20 minutes later, wish you were awake, sad face.
Oh.
And then another one 2 hours later of a picture of him on a stretcher with his ankle fully iced and bandaged.
Oh, look at that. He's being stretchered off.
Yeah.
I'm
so
guessing to an ambulance if he's on a stretcher.
I don't know. So that's all I've heard from him because I obviously didn't see the messages until 4 o'clock this morning when I woke up. When I messaged him, are you okay? Tell me like what's going on.
I mean, he is a soccer player, so he wasn't just faking it and diving around and getting stretched off for the sake of it. Is Gav genuinely injured?
Well,
like, what's the
I
update?
Hope so, but then why would he, like, I don't care if he fakes it, you know? Like, I feel like he's telling me because he knows that it's something bad. So he flies out to Europe tonight. I'm meeting him over in London. And he now, I don't know the extent of this injury, but he's gone to hospital for it.
So you haven't heard anything since?
No, I don't know. I've woken up this morning. That's all I know.
Have you messaged him to see how he is?
Yeah, but he's asleep. I don't want to call him because if he's in pain and like zonked out on drugs.
Let's call him on the radio. It'd be funny.
I don't want to hurt him anymore.
Who cares? It's your boyfriend.
But Josiah, this trip could be completely in doubt now.
Well, I know it's not, depending if he has, I don't know how bad it is, yeah. an operation or something, he won't be able to fly tonight.
No.
Or if it's not as bad as you think and he can fly, it's really bad with swelling, or he may be on crutches.
Exactly. So we're going to London, we're going to Greece, right? If he's in a cast, he can't swim in the water.
Oh, the poor thing.
I know. So I don't, like, I'm stressed out this morning,
you know,
about the whole situation.
I really want to feel sorry for you guys and your European vacation, but the rest of me in the Golden Valley are here in the -1 degrees this morning.
Yeah.
So I have little sympathy this morning.
Well, there's a very, very good chance I could be here next week and just cancel the whole thing. I've got to take my travel insurance out today. But I want to talk about this morning. Have you had something get in the way of your big day? So this is the big day. He's flying out to Europe today, and now this has definitely gotten in the way. Is it an injury that's impacted your wedding, maybe, your birthday, something you've been planning for a really long time, and then something comes along and gets in the way? We want to hear your stories. Give us a call, 13 12 16. Let's go to Andrew from Echuca. Andrew, did this happen to you?
Well, it wasn't me. It was my girlfriend. She and I were about to start the F45 challenge. We wanted to completely change our lifestyle and get fit and healthy. And, you know, it's a lot of hard work. And the day before we were about to start, she injured her lower back and wasn't able to do any of the fitness or anything.
Oh, no. I mean, on one hand, like, great. You don't have, like, no one really wants to go on a challenge. But awesome that she kind of got out of it.
I guess, yeah, she was pretty pissed, to be honest.
Yeah.
Did you end up getting super ripped, though, and she just kind of watched you and had this He-Man, and then she just kind of sat back on the couch eating some cheezels?
Well, because she really wanted it, and I didn't. So yeah. I kept getting fit and then had to keep being like, no, no, you're going great too.
Oh, the poor thing. Well, that's all right. You can always be the hotter one in the relationship. That's always
nothing
a bit of fun,
wrong
isn't
with
it?
That, is there?
I mean, I do it every day of my life. It's so tough. Oh, perfect.
Yeah, right.
Well, give your girlfriend our love. Has her back healed now? Is she good to go?
Yeah. She's starting the next challenge.
Good. Good on her. They're every like 6 weeks. It's fine. She'll be good. All right. Thanks so much for your call this morning, Andrew.
No worries.
All right. Let's move on to Steph from Wang. Steph, did something get in the way of your big day?
It did, yeah. So I was doing placements for my study and I stepped off like a little veranda desk that was so small. And I landed the wrong way on my foot and tore ligaments.
That's not a great way to do work placement, is it, Steph?
No.
What were you doing for work placement? What industry?
Oh, childcare.
Oh, you need your legs to be able to wrangle all those kids, am I right?
Yeah.
So what did you do? Did you end up having to quit or take the rest of the week off?
I ended up not finishing, but it actually happened like 4 days before me and my partner were going to Queensland for a holiday.
Oh, I feel so. Did you go through with the trip? Because this is the situation I'm in at the moment.
Yeah, we did. I just, you know, didn't like swim in the ocean. It was a pain. Like walk on the beach, couldn't do all the rides at like the theme parks. It was really sucky.
Yeah, I was going to say, it would have been a pretty miserable trip as to what your expectations were beforehand.
Yeah, it was, yeah. And I was quite cranky because of the pain.
Yeah. Oh, God, you haven't filled me with any hope for my trip. I feel like it's all down the drain from here, Steph.
I just couldn't, like, do all the holiday stuff. I could still do some of it.
Yeah, fair enough. All right. Well, thanks for your call, Steph, I guess.
Still no word from Gav?
Still no word from Gav.
Keep us updated.
I know. Hopefully he's just like, huh, April Fool's in June.
I know you said you're going to Europe tomorrow, but my goodness, that trip may... maybe cancelled after all.
It literally might be. I'm not looking forward to it.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie. Solving life's biggest mysteries.
Or not.
With Josiah and Ellie.
Yeah, this is our segment. We solve the mysteries that keep you guys up at night. Last week, can you put a pin through a balloon without it popping?
It's the first one of these mysteries we've solved that I've actually been interested in.
Yeah, because you didn't believe it. And then I made you do it. And then you put the pin straight through the balloon. Did not pop.
Yeah.
Fascinating stuff.
Sure was.
This morning, I'm going to be investigating the sound that you make when you click your fingers.
Yeah.
That noise.
Yeah.
Apparently, I've heard it isn't your fingers that are making that noise, but in fact, it's the sound of your finger hitting your palm. I'm not doing it very well. There we go. That's better. Sorry, it's a bit cold. You can't click as well in the cold, can you? I'm usually a very good clicker, but this morning.
If you're in your car right now, look to the person next to you if you're sitting at the lights, see if they're doing this.
Yeah, everybody click at the same time in the Goulburn Valley and look around. Is there any? We should do.
We should get a clicking team. We got a whistling team together. Let's get a clicking team. You can't really do as much with clicking.
We didn't get to LA for the whistling team, why would we do it? So, okay, this is my theory, right? So if you put your two clicking fingers together, right, you make the sound. Now get a piece of paper or put your hand over your palm.
Yeah.
Click, see if it makes a sound. See, it doesn't. Isn't that fascinating?
Where?
So it's
I can't hear. The microphone's throwing me.
So you can't actually click. It actually is... If you do it by that, what am I trying to say? If you do it like that, if you cover your palm, it doesn't make the noise. So therefore, it must be the sound of your middle finger slapping your palm rather than the two fingers together. So yesterday, I did some research.
You reached out to your scientist mates?
I did. I spoke to the team at Harvard, and they got back to me overnight in an email.
Okay.
This is what they said. The clicking sound comes from your middle finger striking the palm of your hand. Mind blown this morning.
Is that all? There's no other science to it?
That's literally, they sent me one sentence. They told me to try that experiment that I just tried with you. And it's straight up. So if you actually have your two fingers together, it just makes it doesn't make any noise because there's not enough friction. What I tried to Google is how fast that your middle finger slaps your palm to make the clicking sound, because it must be very fast.
Oh, God. Yep. All right.
It's fascinating stuff. Do you know what else I found?
Is here's it another fascinating
fun fact.
Stuff?
No, here's a fun fact.
Okay.
There's a world record in the Guinness World Records. The most amount of clicks in 1 minute. It's 296 by a guy in Japan. The video is so funny. He's like dancing as he clicks to make it go even faster.
I reckon I could do that.
Yeah, but it was with one finger, one hand. So has your mind been blown this morning?
Yeah.
Tell your friends and family today, guys.
Water cooler chat.
At the water cooler at work or at school, wherever you are. Did you know that your click is your finger touching your palm, not your fingers together? My mind was blown, guys.
Mystery solved, Josiah. Good work, buddy. I can't wait to hear what you come up with next week. I won't be here. Thank the Lord.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
How's this, though? A woman has found out she's single after her boyfriend posted an awkward ad. Like, this was going viral online this week. It happened in Adelaide. It is so good. So he's looking for a place to rent in Adelaide. Mm-hmm. So he posted a ad on the Adelaide rental property. So I'm going to play him, and then we're going to get you to play his girlfriend. So this is his post. You ready?
Yeah.
Looking for a room in, or should I do an accent or something, or should I just be myself?
No, I feel like.
Just be myself?
Doing accents is dangerous, so.
Looking for a room.
No. Go in your Australian.
Looking for a room in northern suburbs. I work full time, have great references. I'm single and I'm drug/alcohol free. Willing to pay up to $200 a week, bills included.
I mean, decent amount he's willing to pay. That's good. Bills included. Hold on, bills included.
I know. Anyway, it's popped up on his girlfriend's feed and she has absolutely cracked it. So she's commented on his post and this is what everyone's screenshot and it's gone viral. Ellie, would you like to play the girlfriend?
Here we go. I get to unleash my inner psycho a little bit late this week. What the actual babe? I'm going to not say the expletives. Since when were you single and needing somewhere to live, huh? What a great boyfriend you are. Just remind me again who the selfish one is, because it seems that
She's not very good at spelling.
Because it seems that it's you, not me, considering I'm the one out there trying my hardest to find us and my three kids a house to live in, and you have the audacity to put this up without a thought of us?
He's single officially. So she found out by reading his post for a roommate. He had no intention to tell her. So that was him looking for a room because he was about to move out from his missus and their three kids. What a dog.
I thought you said this was a funny story. This isn't funny.
Well, it's not a funny story, but it's a funny way to break up with someone.
I mean, it's an inconsiderate way.
13, 12, 16. How did you find out you'd been broken up this morning, Goulburn Valley? Because we all know there's famous stories of people just doing it over text.
Yeah.
If you do that, you're a weak turd.
Whoa.
You are. Come on. You've got to do it face to face with the person. Have some balls. Have some courage. Do it properly.
I may or may not have broken up with my year 11 boyfriend over MSN.
I mean... Because you're in year 11, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. It's almost okay. I feel like once you pass high school, it has to be face-to-face.
Well, it's funny. My dad got so mad at me. I remember he told me off. He's like, how dare you do that to the poor guy? I was like, whoa, I'd only been dating him for like 3 weeks. Calm down.
3 weeks and on MSN.
It was probably a couple of months.
Followed by an ASL. Isn't that what everyone asked on MSN?
Yes.
Age, sex, location.
Yes.
13, 12, 16, if you've got a story. Weird ways that you found out you were broken up with.
Yeah, let's go to Brielle from Wang. Brielle, how did you find out, my friend?
Well, I answered my ex phone one day and I found out that there was a girl on the other end of the phone saying that she really enjoyed sleeping with him and would love to do it again.
She thought she'd take it upon herself to let you know.
Yeah. Well, then, anyway, it went on and I just kind of ignored it because I was so in love. Anyway, then he would message me and say, we're not together, I can do what I want. And then I was like, oh, righto, whatever. And then in person, he'd be like, oh, I love you, blah, blah, blah. And then it got to my 18th birthday and he got up in front of my, like, my family and my friends and made a speech and said that he hopes that I have a good life and that we're not together and everything like that. And I just looked at him and I was like, what? But I wasn't allowed to go out and I wasn't allowed to do anything. And he was like, pretend that he loved me. But yeah, like, it was crazy.
Why did he wait till your 18th birthday in front of everyone? Has he got rocks in his head?
Well, I actually think so.
Yeah, you'd have to.
Yeah, you have to. So, yeah, my 21st is now coming up, and I've got a new boyfriend.
So you're not letting him do a speech? No speeches from you. Oh, my God. That is an incredible story, Brielle. Well, you're better off without him by the sounds of it.
Definitely.
All right. Thanks for your call, Brielle. Let's move on. I've got a bit of a blast from the past now. Someone who's called through is our former Channel 9 GV reporter, Mia Edgerton Warburton. Morning, Mia.
Good morning. What? You guys miss me?
Yes.
A lot. It's very early for you to be up, Mia.
Yes.
Oh, look, I get up every morning and I live stream the show. Seriously.
He misses us
3 a.m.
She sounds like she's lying, but we live another day. Mia, you've got a great story about how you were found out you were broken up with.
It was an absolute cracker. So it didn't actually happen to me. It happened to my really good friend at the time. And basically, her mum called her and said, your boyfriend, they've been seeing each other for about a year. He rang her mum and said, I'm going to break up with Sophie tomorrow. So, like, obviously the mum rang Sophie and told her that she was going to get dumped. But this guy, she'd, like, let it ride. So they had a date planned that night. So they went out on this date and she was all really quiet and everything. And he was like, why are you being so quiet? She's like, oh, nothing, nothing, nothing. Like, seeing if he would say anything. And then at the end of the night, he was like, what is actually going on with you? And she goes, I hear you're going to dump me tomorrow. And he was like, oh, my goodness, I didn't think your mum would tell you. And she's like, of course my mum would tell me. And I was like, that is such a dog move.
What could have gone through this guy's head that he thought that was a good idea?
What an idiot as well.
Why? Do we know why he told her?
I think he thought, like, it would kind of break, like, so she would be ready to support her sort of thing. But the mum apparently said to him on the phone, like, don't tell me. She's like, don't tell me. Why aren't you telling Sophie?
Yeah.
Let alone give it a day. Like, first thing you do is quickly get off the phone and call her ASAP because you should know that the mum's going to tell the daughter.
Yeah, exactly.
There was at least probably like a 12-hour at least window between when he told the mum and when he planned to actually execute the breakup.
What's he thinking? I've always thought this. If you know you're going to break up with someone, what are you thinking going out for dinner with them and acting like everything's normal? Just do it. Rip the Band-Aid.
Yeah.
I know. I once got dumped during the Titanic, the movie, like watching the movie.
Well, let's be honest.
During the sketch scene.
Oh, what?
We were watching it, and he rolled over and he said, I think you like me more than I like you. And I said, is this the right time for this?
Oh, my God. Well, fair enough. He was watching Jack and Rose fall in love and thought, that's not what Mia and I have. So,
Weirdly, Mia, I dumped you during The Notebook as well. So,
Mia.
It's a pattern.
Yes. Oh, well, thanks for calling through this morning, Mia. We do miss you big time.
Are we ready?
The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, we are celebrating today, Josiah. Today is a big day for us.
Huge day, Ellie. Guess what?
What?
It's our 1 year anniversary.
Yeah, it is. Happy birthday to you. Can we call it a happy birthday or should we just call it a bit of a celebration?
I was going to say you should probably play some funeral music.
I know. God, has
After
been.
After 1 year, it's been a long 1 year. It feels like 10 years, I reckon.
Yep.
Hear this?
Yep.
That's a piece of paper. That's what you get for your 1 year anniversary.
Oh, thanks so much. I'll cherish it forever.
Maybe I'll turn it into some origami or a paper aeroplane for you. You decide, Ellie, because it's your present.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Will do. Hey, we thought we'd take this little moment to reminisce on some of the moments that we've had over the last year, because it was a year ago today that we had our first show. And since then, we've done a lot of bits and pieces
on
the show.
And we couldn't have done it without you guys, because let's be honest, radio doesn't work without you listening.
Exactly.
And without you guys giving us your calls, saying hi to us in the street, whatever it is. So thank you all for your support and for the haters as well. We love you too.
I know, exactly. You're the ones who spur us to keep going. We started off the show a year ago today. This was when B1 was missing, the cow, remember?
Yeah, that
and
was
our
sad.
Our first week, we solved the crime of where he was, because we talked about it on the radio and someone heard us talking about it and then called up and said, I found it.
Yeah.
And so we took credit for that.
Yeah, he's still been beheaded. They haven't quite reattached the head, but we found him regardless.
Yeah, so that was a good moment. Then a little bit later in the year, we went to the Shep show and we decided to train up a ferret on behalf of the Goulburn
That's
Valley.
Right, Roger Ferreter.
Yeah, here's how that went down. We've got 2 weeks till the Shep show. In that time, we've got to get a ferret ready. We can't just have this ferret that we keep calling the ferret. We need to give it a name.
It's got to be Ferret Bueller.
Naming it after one of my favourite players for the Bombers in the AFL, Zach Ferret.
Mark Ferretta. Ferret Face.
Fergie the Ferret.
Roger Ferretta.
We've had
Frederick the Ferret.
Frederick.
Neil Patrick Ferret.
How about Ferret Gump?
The Goulburn Valley's Ferret will be named
Roger Federer.
Oh, we've got a name.
I'm very happy with this. Are you happy?
Oh, mate. Couldn't be happier. We then went on to race Roger at the Shep show and he got pipped at the post. It
well, he
was devastating.
Didn't. He won, but it was rigged, let's be honest. We'll go into that. We already solved that, though. I'm still a little bit bitter, let's be honest.
Yeah, no, we're allowed to be. It's fine. Then October came round. We did the 7 days of scare in the lead up to Halloween. God, we had some crackers. I got you. You got me.
I feel like this is my favourite week because it was pretty well 7 days of just me getting you.
Yeah. Pretty much. And then it culminated with you getting Justin from Shep to bring his pet snake in and just blindfold me. You know how it is. Pop him on the desk and pull off the blindfold.
On the count of three, though, I will get you to open your blindfold and step back from the mic. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1.
It was not fun.
If you've missed that moment, hit JV on Instagram, hit Goulburn Valley on Facebook. Do yourself a favour.
No, don't do yourself a favour. I'm still scarred from it to this day. Then December rolled around. We had our Deck the Mall Christmas party where we invited a whole bunch of listeners to come along.
Oh, what a night.
Yeah.
Loose night.
Loose night indeed. E-Chain the Rapper made an appearance with her hype girl, Mrs. Claus, a.k.a. Josiah Sharla. This is how that went down.
Ho, ho, ho. Thanks for coming tonight. We hit us at the Maud Street Mall alight.
Woo!
I'm your boy Santa, this is my Mrs. Claus.
Hello.
She's wearing that skirt well, so give her applause.
Woo! We're coming. That was one of my favourite moments, I'm not going to lie.
A live rap.
Oh, God, that I nearly vomited and screamed during that as well.
My favourite bit was as you're coming down the stairs looking to the crowd. It was like you thought you were Eminem in front of
the
stadium.
Yes, I'll never forget it. Then we've had some big moments this year as well. We've had a couple of appearances on Sunrise this year. My favourite part was when Mark Beretta, we went and saw him down at Vic Park Lake, and he got your name wrong.
Last Friday when Sam Mack was in Shepherd and he met Josiah and Ellie from Hit FM.
Josiah and Ellie.
Yeah, just for the whole of Australia to see. No biggie.
Exactly. No biggie.
Used to it, Mark. Don't worry.
Oh, and then finally, one of the best moments we've had in the last year was only a couple of weeks ago when we dropped our EP, Jay. Our Old Town Road parody.
I got the cows, they in the back. SPC for a snack. Got some butter straight from Cat. Let me take you around the tracks.
This went viral. 120,000 views online.
I'm just checking the latest on that now.
Yeah.
I'm nearly there. Sorry, I've got so much on my Facebook feed.
Okay, we'll just leave this then. Good times. Anyway, we've ragged on about ourselves long enough.
You're right. Sorry, 120,000 views.
Huge.
Nearly 121. Wow.
So they're probably the top five moments. We've had plenty of fun otherwise. Don't worry, this isn't us saying we're leaving,
by the way.
I feel like this is like,
thanks, guys.
We're going, we're still here. Don't you worry. In fact, we're going to get a song on for you now and stop rambling about ourselves. But thank you for being with us for the journey for the last year. It's been amazing.
I love you.
Can't wait for what the future brings.
Kiss me.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
You know I love viral videos. I love it when just stuff goes viral. Good way to start the talk break, Ellie. Yesterday there was a video doing the rounds. In fact, my housemate comes bounding home. First thing she says is, "Did you see that video of that cop in Queensland?" I was like, "What?" And then anyway, she proceeds to tell me all about this video of a senior detective of the Queensland Police giving a press conference outside the courthouse up in the Sunshine Coast. And as he's doing that, two men come hurtling past him, one's chasing the other, yelling at him. And so the Queensland cop, without second thought, jumps and hits him and tackles him to the ground, the guy that's being chased.
The footage is unbelievable.
Unbelievable. And so I'll play you a bit of it now.
Oh, I'm not 100% on that.
You're going to get running! Run, the run!
Boom. Being inappropriate to my daughter just up here.
Yes, you were, mate!
So then a whole bunch of other cops swarm on this guy and handcuff him and arrest him. Allegedly, he was making inappropriate comments to this man's daughter.
Oh, so he had every right to get smashed in the tackle.
In the tackle. Glad
in
you
the
said
tackle,
that.
Yes. No, but the reason it has gone viral is not only it's a good act of courage by the detective in the middle of a press conference, but it's his tackling technique.
Yes.
Was so perfect on this guy. It was like he was lining up in the front row for Queensland in the State of Origin.
I know nothing about rugby, right? But I could tell that was a good tackle. Like, he kind of hit him from below, took out his legs.
No, it was spot on. And everyone was like, well, you can't have a tackling technique that perfect. Because this guy's a middle-aged. He would have been in his, late 50s or something
without
playing. But it comes out and it turns out that he actually used to play for the Redcliffe. I think it's not the Dragons, the Redcliffe Eagles or something. They're one of the biggest feeding clubs in the NRL. So he used to play back in the day. So it explains his perfect tackling technique.
Well, isn't it State of Origin this weekend?
It is, yeah.
And Queensland, what, they won the last game, but not by much. Hey?
By 4 points.
So do they need this guy to come on their team so they can win by 20 points?
I mean, he might be a little bit past the age demo.
Hey,
however,
did you see this tackle?
I did. Maybe he could come on as a coach and teach the boys tackling techniques. That's hard to say, Ellie.
Oh, tackling techniques. Nah,
yeah, it's not that
good.
Hard.
Yeah. Anyway, well done to this guy.
This is
Are We Ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
This is sports. This is sports.
It's Josiah and Ellie's Sport Talk.
Yeah, I want to touch on a story that's broken over the last 24 hours, and that is Collingwood's Jaden Stevenson. He's been suspended for a whopping 22. He's got a 22-match ban, 12 of those weeks are suspended weeks. So
there's,
he's out
season.
For the rest of the season.
Yeah, and a bit.
Yeah, and it's all for gambling, betting on a match that involved himself and his own team, Collingwood.
Silly boy.
Silly boy, yes, for starters, but also the punishment is extreme.
Yeah, they don't want to take any risks with this stuff because why they take this stuff so seriously is because it can bring the game into disrepute.
Yeah.
And the minute the game's reputation is questioned, is worth millions and billions of dollars to the AFL, so they just stamp it out immediately.
Agreed. I mean, you don't want to ever risk coming close to match fixing or anything, which I don't think the AFL's ever really had an issue with.
There's been a couple of little things over the years, but yeah, nothing too major from memory.
Yeah, but the thing is with the Jaden Stevenson case is, I agree, like, punish them completely, but a punishment like this is so extreme for what he did. Now, he self-reported about the gambling.
Oh, so he dobbed himself
he
in.
He did.
Really?
So ultimately, what he'd done was place, I think, 5 bets. Really small bets, though. The bets in total totaled $36.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so
not worth it one bit.
He didn't stand to make much. He asked a friend to put it on his betting account.
Yeah.
So
smart.
So it wouldn't be traced back to him. But then made a comment to Jeremy Howe, who also plays for the Pies, and said, "Oh God, we won by 40-something points. That cost me my multi." And Jeremy's like, whoa, what'd you say? And then has encouraged him to come forward about it, which he's then done the right thing and admitted to it. And now he's been copped with this massive suspension, plus a $20,000 fine as well.
Interesting. So why, if you're going to do it, don't bet it on your own games or yourself? Because did you mention earlier off air to me that he bet on himself to score a goal as well?
Yep. So the bets were for him to score a goal, for him to score more than 3 goals, and then some for Collingwood to win.
Silly boy. Get your friends and family. Yeah. They can bet on you if they want to.
Yep.
Don't give them any money at all. It's
exactly.
Just, you'd think there'd be enough education in the game for people to know that, though.
And do you know what? He didn't win any money. None of the bets came through. But the thing is, I feel like there's a little bit of hypocrisy surrounding the whole thing, because the AFL, Yes, they don't endorse gambling, but there's gambling ads everywhere. Like, the gambling culture in our society these days, particularly for young men, you know, between the ages of, say, 18 and 30,
big
is
time.
Huge.
In Australia especially, yeah. You don't see the gambling culture like this in any other country in the world. It is so bad here.
Well, it's just so easy, you know. You can get yourself a sports bet account. You can have it at your fingertips. There's always something to bet on, you know. Like, you could bet on the under-18s women's Chinese volleyball league if you want, you know. And you're not watching the game. You don't care about the game, but you can put $1,000 on it if you want.
Yeah, the other thing is, though, part of our culture, like you said, because there's nothing better than going down to the boys on a Saturday or after a footy game, mm-hmm. and having a few beers and having a punt on the greyhounds or on the horses or watching the footy and having it's boys bonding session. It's what they like to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it has become part of our culture. It's just about monitoring how you do it and how often and making sure you're not addicted.
Yeah, that's the thing. And also, I feel like the AFL, if they're going to take a stance this heavy on this kid, then they need to really reassess their gambling advertising, because you go to a game and on the little banners, you know, the advertising banners around the stadium, there's gambling ads.
Yeah, that's fair enough as well. I know they've stamped it out during games or something, but they still have the halftime,
yeah.
pre-game, post-game, same with the NRL.
Yeah.
No, fair call. Fair call indeed.
Yeah, just made me angry this morning. Anyway, good luck to Jaden. I'm sure he will have learned his lesson from this.
Big time.
Yeah,
you'd hope
sure.
so anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.